You know something, Joe? It's interesting because our next guest is somebody we've had on the show before, and I was looking at the current bio and everything else, but Olympic gold medalist, ran marathons. You know, you can make the statement definitively, one of the best athletes in the world right now is Apollo Antonono, and he joins us now on the attack. Good morning, Apollo. Nice to have you on board. Bob Black, Joe Spano.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
Well, you know something, I make the statement, and it's really true. I mean, all of your accomplishments, your Olympic gold medals, everything you've done in your life, many athletes have the problem making the transition onto what they're going to do in the future. The competitive spirit still fires in you, obviously, and you have found your home in Ironman competition.
I don't know if I've found my home within the ultra-endurance category, but, you know, I agree with you. You know, most athletes, especially, look, you know, post-retirement is probably one of those most difficult and struggling transitions, not only mentally but physically as well. I mean, we're always seeking the next, you know, biggest and best challenge, whether it's in business, whatever career path we make. But I think more importantly, we seek that physical challenge that is we need something to replace what we've done for so many years. For me, it was 15 years in the short track Olympic space trying to be the best athlete I could possibly be. You know, I was a 40-second athlete. I was a sprinter. And, you know, when I was approached to do this the first time by my partners at Chocolate Milk, my first answer was, I don't think I have enough time. I don't think my body's designed for this. I'm not sure this is possible. I wasn't a believer yet. And then so when I finally committed about, you know, like a little over like 8.5 months ago, and the process began, I had no idea really what I was kind of in store for. But I can tell you, you know, now that after completing my first Ironman, the experience was life-changing. And what I had to go through on that course was something that I think I'll take with me for the rest of my life. It was truly inspirational and motivating.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about going from being a sprint athlete, an explosive athlete who worked to the max in 40-second bursts, to an endurance athlete. They couldn't be two any more polarizing forms of athletic competition. Talk about what you had to do to get your body to adjust to that and be successful in the endurance realm as opposed to the explosive athletic realm.
Of course. You know, I think the common misconception is that, you know, Apollo, you're an athlete, you're an Olympic athlete, there should be no problem for you. But in reality, it was actually much more difficult than I think others probably had previously thought for a few different reasons. Number one, you're right, I did 40-second races. My goal was to produce the maximum amount of power at the minimal amount of weight possible. I was 142 pounds, I could leg press 2,000. But at the end, you know, after 40 seconds, when I hit, you know, 45 seconds, I needed to, like, sit down. I needed a long break. And I go from that transition to now riding my bike for 112 miles, followed by running a full marathon, no break, nonstop, pushing my body in these extreme conditions environmentally. It was a huge change. And so I had to really kind of take a look at, and luckily I had a great team and support staff behind me, but we had to look at my nutrition, we had to look at my training, we had to look at my recovery. All those three components were such a huge part of me transitioning from being a sprinter to become an endurance athlete. And I would have never thought that, you know, here I was this guy who was kind of a thrill seeker, one that was all about the sprint, high, ballistic, explosive type of training, to now doing these long days on a Saturday, 6-7 hour bike rides, followed by an hour transition run. Nutrition was the single most important aspect of that, because for me, you know, my off day or my easy day was a 2-hour spin on the bike, followed by a 30-minute run. That was considered my recovery day. So you can imagine, and, you know, I have 6 months of solid, consistent training. I had to make sure that I was getting the proper nutrition in every single day. Obviously, my partner was Chocolate Milk, and incorporating that into my recovery, you know, and all of the benefits surrounding that was a huge part of it. You know, good friend Heinz Ward completed this last year, watching and learning from him, seeing his progress go through the entire stages of becoming, you know, he's this all-star NFL athlete to becoming an Ironman. You talk about me, I was a 40-second athlete. I mean, the border plays in the NFL, 4 seconds long sometimes? And so that was a huge transition for that man. And to see him kind of come out of that alive and inspired and empowered motivated me to believe that I could do it too.
You know, you mentioned Chocolate Milk a couple of times, and our listeners, you know, they go, yeah, the guy's sponsored by Chocolate Milk and everything else. It's not the case. Talk about the science and how that's evolved and how Chocolate Milk really is a part of your recovery.
Sure, sure. You know, I think most importantly, first to mention is that, yes, I have wonderful partners at Chocolate Milk. I've been working with them for years. You know, my story of Chocolate Milk started far beyond and before I actually even knew the scientific benefits, and before I saw any studies or case studies or reports revolving around the benefits of chocolate milk. I drank it because I loved the taste. I used to bring it with us on these, you know, mountain bike rides we used to take when I was with the team, when I was like 13, 14 years old. I had no idea that what I was actually doing was benefiting me from an optimal performance perspective, an endurance perspective, and a recovery aspect. So, you know, there's over 20 studies done that show the benefits of chocolate milk specifically for post-exercise recovery, the fact that it's in liquid form, it's easily digestible. There's many different types of chocolate milk you can get, on top of having the perfect blend of carbohydrates and proteins, which is obviously a huge proponent of being able to recover properly. But one aspect which I was actually very surprised to see was that the amount of electrolytes that are inside natural chocolate milk, you can't get that from other sources. And so it's a natural source. It's easy to get. It's great. Got a great blend of carbohydrates and proteins, like I said before. And you can grab one of these, slam it down within your 30-minute window of post-workout recovery. And that's when you get to see the true benefits. So, yes, you know, you go to more sport, you go to all these different athletic locker rooms, and you see a lot of these replacement drinks from what they used to be. Now they're being replaced with chocolate milk.
You know, and it's funny that you say that. I know a little bit about this topic, and you're always looking for that perfect post-workout supplement, and you're looking for the right, you know, simple carbohydrates that will be fast-acting carbohydrates that will help you recover, along with the right protein blend. And you're doing all these crazy things to try and accomplish that. You're spending all kinds of money at the supplement store to mimic something that was there all along. And it's chocolate milk.
Was there all along. You're absolutely right. You know, I think everyone grew up drinking chocolate milk as kids. The benefit is obviously it tastes great. It's easily accessible. And like you said, you know, sometimes the answer is right in front of us. You know, look, there's always different ways to recover, but, you know, nutrition is probably the single most important aspect, and having something that's consistent within your regime, whether you're somebody who wants to go out and complete an Ironman like I did, or you're a mom or a family member or whoever it is, you're just a weekend warrior, or you're just trying to get back in shape. The most important aspect is you can always and you can never train as hard as you can recover. So if you're not recovering properly, the next day, the next 2 days, your body's not going to be able to bounce back. So recovery is the single most important aspect of training right now, whether you are a weekend warrior, whether you're a pro Ironman, it's critical.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We want to find out what's next on the horizon because you've kind of done it all. You know, Olympic athlete. You've went from explosive athlete to endurance athlete. You've been a game show host. You've kind of done everything. What's next on the horizon for Apollo Antonono?
You know, I'm always learning. I'm always accepting new challenges. I'm always seeking out new opportunities and obstacles. So life is incredible and never. It's always variable. It's always ever-changing. I've been blessed to be able to have so many incredible challenges in front of me and come out of these things a better, stronger person. I'm definitely thinking about the next challenge now, whether it's going to be physical, whether it's going to be next career path. You know, there's so many different elements that I love doing. Luckily, I'm young enough. My body's still healthy, and you know, the opportunities are within my reach. So I'm always looking for the next opportunity, for sure.
I don't see you withdrawing from the physical arena just quite yet. I mean, as you said, you're young enough to keep it going. I would imagine, though, the mental challenge of, you know, okay, do I need to look to something new? Can I stay in what I'm doing? You know, maybe Ironman is it, maybe getting specific, maybe turning into cycling or just running marathons or something like that. I would imagine that has to cross your mind as you examine the future.
Absolutely. I mean, the nice part about it is there's no shortage of physical athletic competition and or challenges out there in the world. I mean, every single day we see a new different type of sport, a new different type of community of people. Luckily, you know, with this triathlon endurance community, I was very, very lucky to be incorporated and kind of welcomed with open arms, and I took it seriously. You know, I gave it my best effort. I had an incredible experience. I made a lot of great friends. And to me, athletics is where it all began. You know, I've learned so many incredible lessons because of sport, and you know, I was very blessed to have a great father to kind of push me and kind of lead me along the way and mentor me and guide me as well and be there as my team member. So I've had nothing but incredible experiences throughout sport, and you know, I encourage people to do the same. I believe it's the basis for a lot of incredible aspirational elements of their life.
Well, you know, no matter what direction it takes, when you're looking at a world-class athlete, before we let you go here, you know, all you have to do is look to Wozniacki and what she did in the New York City Marathon. You know, first marathon, she never ran a marathon before, never trained at marathon lengths before, comes in and runs a 3:36. I mean, you know, you guys are on a level that the rest of us can just dream about.
I love hearing those stories. And that's what it's all about. The human body constantly shows us that anything truly is possible. It's awesome.
Apollo, we appreciate the couple minutes. You know you're welcome back anytime, and continued success. We know you'll have it.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye now.
Apollo Ohno, what a great guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's done a lot of things, you know, like we talked about. The you know, legendary speed skater, switching into the endurance realm. He actually hosted a game show for a while. He was on Dancing with the Stars, yep. Right? He's kind of done it all.
Yep.
Had a lot of fun.